Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We hear from the sixth chapter of St. Mark of the death of John the Baptist. Let us pray. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but thy name be glory because of your mercy and because of your truth. For your word is truth. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. We have, in our life, we make certain journeys. And we have different ways of marking the kind of journeys in which we make in our life. And one is perhaps what we do every year is we celebrate our own birthday. We do this every year to kind of go back to the day in which we were born and to, in its own way, celebrate our life and into this world. But death is of another matter. Death is kind of like a seal to our own life, a seal upon this own journey. And it's very defining when a day in which we die is very defining of the kind of life in which we had lived, of as we see it from its beginning to its end. It's a little bit more defining than birthday cake and presents and candles. Death is a seal or a mark of what we are and who we are. As we face death, even as a loved one, as we go, for example, into a funeral, our eyes are directed down, perhaps to the casket, to contemplate our own life, our own mortality. But also, frequently, we begin to think about the life of our loved one who had died and the kind of journey in which we made with our own loved one. But here again, we see their life from its beginning to its end here upon this earth. Today, we come to a funeral. We see of a life from its beginning to its end, namely in the life of John the Baptist. As we look at the Markan narrative, as the story is played out, we see the sending of the 12 disciples out, as they were sending them out. But yet there is all of a sudden then a disruption or a break within the story or this narrative. A break or disruption as we hear about this violent death of John the Baptist. But these kind of things happen even within our own life. When death approaches, it's usually an unwelcome guest. Death suddenly disrupts our intended aspirations in our life of our loved ones who die, as well as when we face our own death in this journey, in this life. But whatever circumstances we experience within this life, being good or bad, we don't ever want to miss the point of life and what this all might mean and what it is all about. Mark brings the death of John almost in a disturbing, uncomfortable way after sending out the 12. Mark is, what he is doing, is defining what the ministry is all about. As he sends out the 12, and then we see this life of the martyr that is placed before them, namely that of John the Baptist. John the Baptist's ministry was all about repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Just as the 12 were sent out, it reads, so they went out and preached that people should repent. It's an interesting word, the idea of repent. And as I was a recruiter for 7 years for the seminary here, and I went out and worked with college students, I frequently asked different questions to them, theological questions, like, what does it mean to repent? Or what is the idea of repentance? And they would sit and they contemplate and think what this might mean. And they say, well, we repent from our sin. Well, I said, is that all that's involved? Simply repenting of your sin. And I said, well, if this be the case, what is sin? And they thought a little bit more, because you need to know, of course, what you're repenting from. And so what is sin? And so they go, well, sin is breaking God's commandments, breaking God's will. It's being immoral, going against what the Bible teaches that's required of us. And I said, is that all it's all about? It's really all about you, isn't it? I said, your repentance, your sin, your do's and don'ts, you're falling short of God's glory. It's all about you. And I simply said in a sarcastic way, is, as I always am with the college students, I said, you know more about yourself than you know about God. I said, in some way, the way we talk, we care very little about God and we care all about ourselves. And it's a very interesting fact that as I go out and I travel again and I ask questions such as, why do you want your sins forgiven? About 95% of people say, because I want to go to heaven. I ask them, what is sin? They start talking about themselves, the do's and the don'ts. In some way, we have a very much of a culture that is far more interested about themselves and getting to heaven than even including, and then including God in the picture, about what repentance is all about, what the nature of sin is all about in view of God. But rarely do the people I've talked to, the Christians I've talked to, ever included God in their answer. But what is this all about? What is it about when John the Baptist says, repent? When before this again, the disciples were sent out, the 12 disciples, that they would go and have the people repent. It is very clear with John the Baptist. Repentance is not merely that of turning away from sin. For fundamentally, there's no real meaning in sin, you see. You can stare at it, look at it, try to figure it out. But it really, there is no meaning there. Repentance is turning away from that which is so meaningless to something that is far greater, that is that of Jesus. The life which God has so graciously given to us in the true life. The true meaning, substance of what life is not found in ourselves or our circumstances in life. It is indeed found in the very person of Jesus Christ. John the Baptist's repentance was not simply away from sin, but is far more fundamentally pointing to who Jesus is and the life which God has given us through the Son of God, namely through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the forgiveness of sins, in the life, in the true life and salvation. When John the Baptist was in prison, he had sent his disciples to see if this was in fact the Christ and the Messiah, the chosen one. Now, many theologians believe perhaps, John might be kind of doubting that point. He's not sure. There are a lot of people who appeared as Christ in the during that time and claimed that they were the Messiah and so on and so forth, etc. But Jesus already declared John as the greatest prophet. The greatest was born from the womb of a mother, he says. In fact, John, as the greatest preacher and prophet, could do nothing else but to tell his disciples, don't you see, look, see, hear, see the very bodily presence of the one who is claimed as the Christ, the Messiah, the chosen one. John the Baptist can do nothing else but to send them to where Jesus is. For John stands between every baptismal font and altar who says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Do you not see it? It is in Christ, as Christ comes to you. For John, repentance is all about knowing God, knowing Christ, knowing the life which God has so graciously given to us, insofar as for John, it was all about Christ, that his life was patterned after Christ. John was 6 months old within the womb of Elizabeth and leaped for joy at the announcement of the conception of Jesus within the womb of Mary. We see John at the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we see John pictured in his own very violent death, the very one in which our Lord would be seen upon the cross of Calvary. And then we hear from King Herod, as Herod confessed, John the Baptist was raised from the dead. This, of course, was not true. However, in fact, this is a prefigure of the life of Jesus. The nature of Christianity is simply this, that we all have stories to our own lives. We can hear your growing up, your good times, your bad times with your own life. But there is even a far greater story in which we all share, in which we all partake. And that is that life, that story, the narrative of Jesus. In his birth, his death, his resurrection. And it is seen as we travel throughout this liturgy in the divine service, the birth of Christ as glory be God in the highest and peace and goodwill towards men, as it was sung at his birth, as we journey all the way with our Lord to Maundy Thursday, to Good Friday, and to receive the peace which was given at his own resurrection. The life of Jesus now is of our own. What was once Christ is now our own. In the blessed exchange, that our death would be like his death. Therefore, John knew nothing else. John's life was the prefigured Jesus life. But yet John, who was a great prophet at the time, needed to prepare the way for the Lord. He needed to make way for the Lord, so therefore, at this moment, he had to die. His life must come to an end. That all in which he preached and all his attention must now be on the greater one, which is Christ himself. He has truly prepared the way for the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.